So we've kind of finished with the first half of this series. Now we're going to move on and we're going to change the format up just a little bit. Up to this point, we would cover some topics that were loosely related. Then we'd have a cheat sheet session. Then I would assign a challenge in order to reinforce those ideas. Now we're going to kind of move past that, move on to a new format where we're going to build four entire applications from scratch. So a lot of times, the developers that I've spoken to through the years, they understand C Sharp, they understand object-oriented programming, but they don't understand how to decompose something in their head and make a full application out of it. So hopefully this process will illustrate how to do that. Secondly, we're going to move into other areas of the Universal Windows platform that we haven't talked about yet. Learn some new techniques, some new features of Visual Studio. So there will be a lot to learn taking this other tact as we approach this material. So feel free to follow along. That would be great. I'm going to move fast. I'll warn you right up front. Make sure that you reference the snapshots for each video. So at the end of each video, I copy off the current state of the code into its own zip file. So make sure you download that zip file and you take a look at the code that I typed in there, or you're going to be pausing and rewinding a lot, which is fine too, but you might find more satisfaction by looking at the actual code that I typed in. So what are we going to learn? Well, let's go ahead and run the application. And first of all, I want to point out that you see that red splash screen. We'll talk about that, how we were able to achieve that by modifying the package appx manifest file. That'll be near the end of our development effort on this application. But we can add resources that'll be utilized in the store, on the start bar and the splash page, things like that. All right, so you can see that I have this simple soundboard application. The idea here is that there's an icon for each sound. I've only included a handful of sounds. Feel free to flesh this out, add as many sounds and more functionality if you want. But the idea here is that, you can find a category of sounds using the hamburger navigation. And then when you find one that you want to play, you just tap on it or click on it and it will play that sound, okay? So clearly, hamburger navigation, using a back button, state management, looking at the auto suggest box, we're able to find one specific sound, play that, and then clear out that sound and have it the state of the application return back to normal. There's also clearly we're using media here. We're using sound, so we're going to demonstrate the use of the media element, which allows you to play video and sounds and various functionality around that new user control. We're also going to demonstrate drag and drop. So here's an MP3 file that I have on my desktop, and I'm just going to drag it and drop it. All right, and this is a little song that was played by a friend. It's actually kind of long, so if you play another sound, it will cancel that one out. That was purely accidental, but a cool feature nonetheless. Okay, we've already talked about the package appx manifest, and then finally, what we're going to do after we build this application is we're going to submit it to the store, walk through that entire process, and then just to kind of restate this, I've already built this application. I'm coming back to record this video after I finished, and at the very end, I left you with a cliffhanger. Is this actually going to pass? Am I going to be able to get this thing into the Windows Store? And so just this morning, I got this notification that your submission for UWP Soundboard passed certification. All right, so it's in the store. It'll be published within 24 hours. All right, so that's pretty cool. So it actually worked. So the cliffhanger I leave you at the end of the last video with, I've already, it's going to be anticlimactic because you know that it will pass. And I didn't do anything off camera. Everything you saw was what I did here on camera. All right, so hopefully this will be a great learning exercise for you. Again, different format, so don't let that throw you. Please follow along. If not by writing code, at least stay engaged as I write it. It'll be a little bit drier, because I'll be talking to myself a lot instead of talking to you, but hopefully you'll get some value out of it. Okay, let's start up in the next lesson. Thanks.